Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Life.
Love.
And health.
I'm Christopher Springman, and this is Body Language. This is the true story of how Mary's Gone Crackers is feeding the craze for tasty treats and healthy snacks, subtitled, How Does a Former Psychotherapist Find Absolute Happiness Cooking Up Jillions of Gluten-Free Vegan Cookies in response to her own celiac disease while only using organic, non-GMO ingredients? Mary Waldner, are you ready for this?
Yes, I am.
It's nice to have you on the show. Thank you. Could you give me a bit of the backstory about which came first, your diagnosis of celiac disease or those lovely gluten-free cookies? How did we get from there to here?
Well, I was diagnosed in 1994, and I was already quite the health nut in terms of my diet, and I looked around at what was available for people needing to eat gluten-free, and I wasn't real happy with my options. And I've always been a baker, so I just started playing with ingredients in my kitchen. And the crackers actually came, I had an idea for the ingredients before I thought I knew what they were going to be. And when I played with the ingredients, which was the brown rice, quinoa, flax, and sesame seeds, it ended up being a cracker, which I really liked. And I started making them for myself mostly so I would have something to eat. When I went to restaurants and parties was the hardest.
You can
control things at home, but not when you go out.
So you brought your own stuff.
Yeah, I would bring little bags of these crackers, so I would, especially restaurants when everyone's eating bread and butter and you're starving, and I would just have these crackers that would be very satisfying. So that's how it started. Then I watched other people eat them, and everyone just flipped over them, and little kids, teenagers, adults, everywhere I went.
This is such a classic story. It's fabulous.
And then it was just me making crackers all the time, bringing them everywhere I went, and realizing after several years of this that we just kind of very naively, I woke up one morning and said to my husband, you know, I think we need to manufacture.
Yeah, I think we've got something here.
Yeah.
I think we do. And what we have is Mary Waldner, chairman and co-founder of Mary's Gone Crackers, conscious eating, gluten-free, and good vegan stuff. The name Mary's Gone Crackers is really pretty funny in terms of, especially in your former role and profession as a psychotherapist. And the name came about, I guess it was part of a brainstorming session where everybody frankly thought you were nuts to do this. How could you give up this wonderful, lucrative profession as a psychotherapist and a licensed marriage and family therapist to make cookies? How could you do that? Sounds nuts.
I never saw myself giving up my other career because I never envisioned the path that we've been taking. But we really started out hoping that another company would make this product for us. And they certainly helped launch us, but they were overwhelmed. And I think our standards were much higher than we realized. So we ended up taking over production because we were growing so quickly. And once we did that and then continued to grow, we had to open up our own facility. That's when we had to move away from the Bay Area, and I had to close my practice. And so it just sort of evolved that way. But, you know, who knew that this was going to be the way it was? I had no vision for this, but here we are.
Well, I'd like to do just a bit more of the backstory. You were finally diagnosed with celiac at age 43 after a lifetime of living with this condition undiagnosed. What were your symptoms that finally came to the attention of a health professional who suggested that maybe this was the issue?
Well, I would have horrible stomach pain every 6 to 8 weeks. It seemed like I was just bedridden. for a couple of days, and I wouldn't eat anything because I always knew it was food related. I just never knew what.
And no one picked it up. You didn't see a gastroenterologist.
No, I had seen doctors, you know, forever, and most of them thought it was in my head, and I had a lot of allergies, but you know, nobody ever put it together. I never knew what gluten even was. I hadn't really even heard of it, and much less celiac disease. So you know, and it was so, had been with me for so long, it just seemed like normal to me, till I got a little older that I started to look around and realize that people didn't live with this.
And you also realized, looking back at your family medical history,
right,
that there were signs there.
Yes, my grandmother, once I started to understand what was going on, I realized that my grandmother absolutely had celiac disease. She had been very sick always and ended up dying of cirrhosis of the liver, which is exactly what happens. You know, your liver can't process all the particles that are escaping from your digestive tract into your blood system.
Well, let me give a little information about celiac disease. It's a condition that damages the lining of the small intestines and prevents it from absorbing parts of food that are important for staying healthy. And the cause of celiac disease is idiopathic, as the doctors say, which means, we don't know. Now, when people like you with celiac disease eat foods or use products that contain gluten, their immune system reacts by damaging these villi over a period of time. That can be very dangerous.
Right. And what's interesting, too, is that because your body's not absorbing nutrients, the symptoms can range from, you know, all over the map. My son had migraine headaches. I never had migraines. I know other autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis, diabetes, thyroid problems, anemia, osteoporosis. They're all related possibly related to celiac disease. So,
well, you know, the nice thing about food-related diseases is that not eating certain foods and keeping a food diary, by the way, which is an excellent idea, write this down with times and dates, is a very attainable way and a pretty straightforward way to determine what is or what is not working with the foods that you consume. For example, people who are lactose intolerant frequently discover that their problem is based on, you know, consuming milk products with lactose. And by cutting that out, things change dramatically. That's essentially the experience you had, isn't it?
The problem with, for me anyway, is that because the response is in the small intestine, it often takes a long time to get a reaction. A lot of times when you have an allergic reaction, it's pretty quick. But for me, it could be days after I would eat something, and that's why the association was harder for me to realize it. But my chiropractor helped me figure it out. And then once I eliminated it from my diet, I cleaned it out for about a month, and then other circumstances led me to believe that maybe it wasn't the gluten, which is a hard thing to give up. Mm-hmm. And so I ate some gluten again and got every symptom I had ever had. And then that was it. That took care of it.
Mary, how can people learn more about your firm, Mary's Con Crackers, conscious eating, gluten-free, and vegan? Do you have a website that people can visit?
Our website is marysgonecrackers.com. Pretty easy.
Well, and there's no apostrophe in there. Marysgonecrackers.com. Where can people learn more about celiac disease? Is there a URL, perhaps a foundation?
Yeah. Celiac Disease Foundation, it's just celiac.org, O-R-G, and also there's another one, Celiac Central.
We've been speaking with Mary Waldner, chairman and co-founder of the company of that name. Mary, it's a joy to have you on Body Language today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
I'm Christopher Springman. You're listening to Body Language on Radio MD. Learn more about us at www.bodylanguage.org.